Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And we're going to have some healings again tonight. So we'll just see if our co-host is on today, Sylvia. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, Ron. Yep, I'm out here floating in cyberspace. So welcome, everyone. And it's great to be with you, as usual. And we're going to have a wonderful evening tonight of healings with Ron and the Creation Lightship. So sit back and relax and enjoy the hour. So what would you like to start with tonight, Ron?
Well, we always start with entities, so we could do that, I guess. And we'll just clear entities out of people. Let's just do that right now here. So here we go. And we're taking them out from, we'll go down from the from your bottom of your feet and move up here. And moving up now to your waist. And into your power chakra area, solar plexus, and I'm moving up above the heart, shoulders, going down the arms, wrist, and fingertips. You might want to wiggle your fingers here. And next, we're going to work with your neck. Sometimes if we have a pain in our neck, it could be from an entity coming in, taking away your life force energy. And they can also give you the addictions of many, many things that your body's just responding to. So that's one of the sad things about entities is that they bring their whole life experience of maybe thousands of bodies if they body hopped in, and since you're an open vessel to them to come into you, then they come in and do their stuff. How do you prevent entities from coming in? The only prevention is to be in your body fully, just like you were when you were first born as a baby. So we're taking them out now, and here we go. We're going to bring more of you back into your body. I'll count to 10, so we're doing what you may call a spirit retrieval or a soul retrieval, bringing back this energy back to you, to your heart. And I'll count to 10 as you come in. And you might feel the energy in your body change. You might feel warmth, tingles. You might get a hot flash. There's all different ways that people resonate. Some people I've seen actually start to rock in their seats back and forth as they get more spirit energy in them. So you'll have your own experience here. Here we go. Coming in. And I'll command the energy in and count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next, we're going to do a chakra alignment. Go to your heart centers, and here we go. Reposition that so it'll connect with the energy. So it can go to every one of your body organs here. Here we go. And all the invisible bodies that make you up. Heart center is fine, throat chakra good, third eye good, power chakra good, second chakra good, first chakra good. If you'd like to have your chakras increase a little bit, you can. I go body width with them for most people. If you're in a quiet location, you may want to experience this. If it's noisy, you may become a little more sensitive to maybe noises around you, and that may not be good for you. It's just kind of your choice here. So here we go. I'm going to open your heart up. So heart chakra. Use the word spin again to command the energy. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. And next we're going to do a process where it puts you into current time. Had some requests to do that, and the people who requested really like it because all of a sudden you become more centered in this present moment. So all of you who are in the future, and you can be in both, you can be in the past or the future. So I'm going to work with your future energy first. And here we go. I'm going to count to 10 as you come back into this present moment. So we'll just count down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And now we're going to bring you back from your past. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Do a little body scan there. See how your body is feeling right now. You want to just get up and stretch. Most people will feel a little denser as they're in their body, which means that you're actually running more energy into it as opposed to being out of your body, which a lot of people could be. And remember, when you're out of your body, you have no energy from your spirit for the conduit energy of healing, of the light energy. So here we go. We're going to do the mind to heart drop now. And on all the other shows, it's the same as this one. You can do this yourself whenever you choose to. Just think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, your awakening consciousness. First floor is your heart center. We want to drop and command down your awakening consciousness. You could call it your maybe lower self, your ego self. There's all different names for it. Whatever seems to work for you, I just see it as the thought that you think with, okay? We're going to drop that down into your heart so you can actually communicate with your spirit. And when you're in your heart, notice that you're going to have probably like ears on your heart and also a mouth on your heart. So here we go, going down, like elevator dropping down, going down floors. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, for those of you who maybe are stuck in between here, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. I'd like you just to sit there for maybe a minute. I'll put you in silence here and talk with your spirit. If you can't hear it, ask it to turn the volume up. Or figure out a way that it can communicate with you. And then also put a time frame on that. So it knows that it must connect with you maybe in a day or so, or maybe the next hour. And here we go. And it may do it through maybe watching maybe a TV program possibly, maybe the newspaper, maybe in conversation. Maybe you might have a lot of children around you, and all of a sudden they'll start talking and giving you the message of what your spirit is trying to communicate with you. Whatever works for you will work. So here we go. Put you in silence and stay in your heart center. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Oh, that was wonderful. It just feels so good when you're heart-centered, and it's just a joy to be able to have that time to communicate with your spirit. So thank you for that, and welcome, everyone. And we have some people with us on the fast chat, and it's always great to have that communication. So if you're new to the program and you're listening and you'd like to interact with us, live, you can do so by just clicking on where it says BBS Fast Chat, and that's right below the picture of the beautiful light being that should be up on your screen. If it's not, then you can just scroll down on the Creation Lightship page from the main page of BBS Radio, the main station page. You can just click on any of the times that Creation Lightship is on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday, and you can just click on the name Creation Lightship. You'll get to that page. And as you scroll down, you're going to see a beautiful picture of a light being who's from the Creation Light Ship on your screen, and just below that, you can click on where it says BBS Fast Chat, and that will bring up a window for you, and you can actually have the light being and that window up at the same time with no problem, and you can type any question or healing request that you have onto the Fast Chat, and then as we go through the hour, any that we have the ability to take up or the time to take up, we will. So let's see. Ron, what would you like to do next? Would you like to take up some things from the Fast Chat? Or
that sounds fine, yes. We could do that.
Okay. We have a question about entities, and we have someone asking why our spirit is not keeping the entities out of the body, and maybe you could talk about how that works.
Okay, that's a very good question. So, yeah, the darkness that could come into you is basically not allowed to come in when your spirit takes up that territory. Now remember, you're being turned off and on continuously, okay? And we'll say that you're in your body 20%. Well, where did your spirit go in your body to carry that 20% of life force energy? So we'll just say that, hypothetically, your spirit went into your left leg, and the rest of you is not protected by your spirit any longer because it left through the normal, walks of life here of the pain and trauma that everyone experiences on the earth plane. But right there, it held the energy in your leg, and it's staying there. Now, if it were to move somewhere else in your body, then it'll leave a void in your body temple. So if it goes up to your head might be protected, but what about your leg? It's not in your leg. So you have to have your spirit fully with you to protect your physical body temple. And this is why if you've seen a young baby, how much light they emit off their body, and that little spirit, which is really a large spirit, but it's little as we would think of it in a little baby, that little spirit could heal maybe the whole hospital with the life force energy because it's so intense. And unfortunately, as we get older, through having traumas that we experience, since our spirit only works in the now, and the light only works in the now, so does your spirit. And being in the now, it doesn't work in the future. And what happens is when we have problems with maybe judgments, getting angry, many things like that, arguments, having physical pain, anything that's not pure divine love energy that it's used to living in, parts of you will leave. So it's like having, gigantic body of yourself made up of little puzzle pieces. And these little puzzle pieces that cannot take this density of judgment will start to leave you. And this is, starting from the get-go when you're a little baby. This is why as you get older, you start to lose that spiritual consciousness. So the main thing is that, I guess the answer to the question is, your spirit is protecting you, but there's not enough inside of your body to anchor itself into you because of the judgment that's stored within us. Remember, our experiences here on the earth plane is controlled typically by two things. Number one, actually it's three things. Number one, what it should be is for your spirit to express through its own creativity, connecting to the divine through this infinite intelligence, and to bring that through to you, to have ideas and then create something out of that. But unfortunately, on the earth plane here, I'm getting a little negative here, but just to explain the situation, we have the mind control of the dark side that was not created by the light also working against you. And then we have entities also that can take you off your path. So there's a lot going on. And if you're fully in your body, I worked with one gentleman doing an emotional healing, and this is years and years ago. And I believe he was probably about around 50. So I'm doing his years, and if you've had this clearing from me, you know that I start with your current age and go backwards. Well, lo and behold, we get to around the early 20s. And I go, man, there's no charges here to clear. It's very unusual. So for 3 years, there's nothing on his emotions. And so I just kept doing the healing and got done. And he's smiling like, you know, kind of a cat that ate the canary, you know. And I says, what happened in these 3 years here? You know, this is, you know, must be some kind of divine intervention or something, you know, or maybe grace energy coming. And he says, well, Ron, you know, that's the time that I was in a monastery. But he was not actually working out any judgments because, you know, he was just strictly probably, you know, doing a very peaceful life. And what also happens, your body wants to heal itself, so it will bring up the judgments of your ancestors. Remember, you're a walking judgment factory, and who you are is the culmination of all the thoughts of your ancestors. This is why we have major troubles here, especially like birth defects. Because, you know, the spirit isn't healed all the way before it comes in. But getting back to the point here, your body wants to live forever. This is the ascension time. And so it's trying its darndest to get rid of this stuff that your ancestors gave you. And so it's working with your spirit along with the body. They communicate, and your body says, yeah, I have blocked energy in my right wrist, and I want to get it released. So maybe you've been working on that for maybe 10, 20 years. Maybe you've had wrist problems off and on, maybe a sprained wrist here and there, and then all of a sudden you get older, and you never caught the clue to release the blocked energy out of you. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, now maybe you really break your wrist bad, and now you're dealing with it, and you go, man, what happened to me? So with New Age metaphysics, they would tell you if you went to a New Age church, they'd first say, ah, you know about the secret? And you go, well, yeah. Your thoughts create your reality. Well, it's not your thought. You never thought about breaking your wrist. You know, you could have, but typically not. And so all of a sudden you wonder, what happened to me? Why did this, you know, why did I break my wrist? Well, it's only because your body finally got tired of communicating with you in the gentle realm, you know, of showing people around you with wrist problems. So I finally had to get the 4x4 out and whack you over the head with it. And so all of a sudden your spirit sets up a spiritual contract with your soul family, which normally is negative, to break your wrist against your own free will because you're not smart enough typically to understand that you have to be in control of your body. So your spiritual soul family down here and your spiritual contracts and spiritual agreements from your soul family are basically almost all negative situations. And then you have your horoscope, your astrological sign, the marks on your hand, which is also marks and codings from the dark side, giving you a predestined path of your life. And naturally, your lifestyle, if you were working in light energy, it doesn't have anything in the future. It creates moment by moment. So there's no future in the light, because everybody is able to create in this present moment, and then that manifestation will come forth in the next time that the sine wave, will say, is turned on as the universe and yourself gets turned on over and over and over again. Remember, everybody's in a vibration. So the vibration of who you are then changes, and that change changes your RNA. Now, unfortunately, we have so much wrong with us here that those changes that are very subtle take hold, so you really don't do an instantaneous change in consciousness. That's the way it's supposed to work, but there's so much going on here of negative energies coming into you, and just people thinking bad thoughts about you, etc., that it's very hard to live a peaceful life. This is why you want to get into the moment. The more you're in the moment, the more you're with your spirit, and the more you're with your spirit, the less trouble you're going to have in your life because you're working in the moment and your spirit has all of your intuition with you. So I hope that answered that question. I know it went a little bit lengthy, but back to you, Sylvia.
So then would you say in summary regarding entities, the main thing for people to take away from this or to remember is the importance of having their spirit energy here present in their bodies and also that we do have the ability to command our spirit to take those entities out and have our spirit energy come in and fill that void.
Yes, that is correct. So just think of a glass of water that's maybe a third filled up with water. And that third of water in the glass is your spirit. Well, what's in that other two-thirds? It's not you. And something will fill that glass up. So you have to have the you that's you, your spirit, get out, kick out those entities. And it knows how to do this, but you have to command it to do so. And some spirits or some emotional bodies are much stronger than your spirit. That's the sad part, because the spirit isn't always empowered 100% because of the densities that are inside of you preventing your spirit to be heard and to actually communicate with you. So you must always connect to your spirit first. This is why we do the mind-to-heart drop, so people can actually feel the energy. And then you work with yourself to clear yourself out, because you have to get yourself back into your body. And that's your responsibility for living on the earth plane. It's not the life shift responsibility. It's not anything else. It's you. You know, how much do you love yourself to bring your spirit back to yourself? Because you did have it when you were first born, and through maybe drugs, through judgments, through the past energies of your ancestors' belief systems, you sort of like cast out part of your spirit, and it's up to you to get back in touch with who you really are. And that's the ascension process, is to get fully into your body so that you can integrate all of your cells and have your body turn into a light body.
Well, I think anyone can attest who's done clearings with you that all the work that you do and the light ship does for us that helps us to get our spirit energy back is just wonderful. And it's a completely life-changing experience to, bring that spirit energy back into wholeness and integrating that with the physical body so that you're actually present here in your life and having that divinity with you. Is just a night and day difference between living without it and living with it. So I'm looking over the fast chat, and we have the next request, which is for a head healing. So, Ron, maybe we can have the light being activated, and then people can request their healings in that way.
That sounds good, because there's so many things that everybody has wrong with them, so to speak. So bring up the light being on your screen, and we're activating her right now. If you're just tuned into the program, get on Creation Light Shift Healing, scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar, and you're going to see underneath the blinking flower the light being, and she's being activated right now. And I use the word she because these are the females that are coming through, and they do a lot of wonderful healing for us here. This is their medium to come through to you. And just request your healing. And as Jesus said, you know, basically, your faith healed you. Kind of extrapolating on that a little bit, the faith of your ancestors, good or bad, you know, is what you're dealing with. So their lack of faith, their judgment, is what you have right now as far as your problems. So this is why you want to have a different type of energy when you think of things, and you want to connect to your heart to get that healing done. So here we go. Remember, since they caused your problem, it's pretty doubtful that you can use that same mindset to heal yourself, okay? Because you're already on a negative roll. So here we go. It's being activated right now. And again, just request your healing. Very nice to me here. Very, very gentle being coming through. Beautiful. Just beautiful. If you need me to explain why healings don't work, I can do so if somebody wants to type that in. You know, because typically, I'll just wait a minute here, let you have your healing session here.
So, Ron, would you suggest that each person ask for one specific thing that they want to have a healing on, or how would you recommend that they request?
Yes, just ask for one one type of healing, yes. Uh-huh. And stay in your heart, and you're going to get your guidance. If you don't hear the voice, then you might want to just write a little journal tonight and maybe see what needs to be cleared out of the way to allow the healing to work for you. Remember, the light beings only work in the moment. And it doesn't matter what your condition is, everything is perfect. So, you know, you're just going from one present moment to the next present moment. And each time the moment changes, you're having your RNA changed. And when it changes, then if you don't have any stuff in the way, like emotional densities, traumas in your body, mental energies that are out of balance, at that point you will more than likely have your healing. Like I said, the healing takes place according to your belief system, according to your faith, and the faith is the faith of your ancestors. This is why you only have a certain amount of problems that you have right now. You could have many, many more, but maybe those conditions are not as prevalent to you right now as the ones that you're dealing with. As you go into more healings, it's in a sense like peeling an onion, and you get more and more work done to you. And then eventually the healings just fall into line, and it's very easy to have healings. But just getting started, it might be a little more complicated for some people. Then we have other people who have just been on the radio program here, and all of a sudden they have an instantaneous healing out of nowhere, and it's created and done, and that's wonderful. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
All right, well, would you like to perhaps bring in the male light being doctors, and then people can experience that as well?
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Wonderful.
Oh, here comes the male. On the light ship, the males do most of the healing because the females are telling the males what to do. This is how the light ship works. The females do work with us. They do like facials on us, work with our skin. They do also like brain surgery. But mainly the males do most of the healings. Here we go. And here comes the males. And the males are a little more intense. You're going to watch your monitor screen change as they come in. And if you notice, the males, when they look at you through the eyes, just look at the eyes on the light beam, they're going right through your body. There's nothing that's not discovered. And you might even feel chills going through you as they scan you. And they're here to help you. And again, you know, request a healing. We'll bring in the energy and more of the males here. That's a lot of fun to do. So here we go. Remember, contact is all it takes. That's your spirit connecting to yourself. And then, you know, the lines in Van Halen's Love Walks In. Here comes more males here. In the song, it's sending you sense of change. Nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. And once you connect to your heart center and you can hear your thoughts resonating in your chest cavity, you know that you're there. Otherwise, if it's in your head, you have never connected to your heart center. And then what happens is once you're connected, you're going to feel your whole body resonate. And this is the first step to activating your light body. Just thinking good thoughts and smiling at people, you know, and helping people out, maybe an older lady crossing the street, is not going to help you in the ascension process. You must be fully into your body. And once you connect to your heart, then you can grow that heart chakra, and it will start to expand itself out throughout your whole body. And you will feel the difference here. I'm sure there's many people on the call here who have actually felt that. You know what I'm talking about. But if you don't hear your thoughts in your chest cavity, you have not connected to your heart center. And it's not a mental process. You can never mentalize heart energy. This is why we say during the ascension time, and the light beings are coming in stronger as I'm talking here. During the ascension time, there's no more mind energy. The universe gets turned off, and the mind energy drops away, which is the darkness energy. And the darkness energy then goes back to its dark universe, wherever it came from, wherever it was created. And the light never created the darkness. And at that point in time, the light's in control of its own reality of consciousness of the light. And then you get activated and go to your physical, spiritual blueprint of your body. And if you're able to integrate into it fully, which means that you must have your densities out of your body just like you were born. They weren't activated yet at that time, but this is why you were so vibrant. And then once you're integrated and you can clear out your densities and your spirit can come fully into you, then you can have your body re-energize over again, going from a spiritual blueprint into a physical manifestation. And then you can join the earth spirit on eighth dimensional reality. This is what's so important about the ascension process right now. I will increase the light beam some more. Feel the energy. If it only goes to your heart, if you're attempting to use your mind to figure this out, it's not going to work. There we go. And hopefully your body's changing. Hopefully you're feeling your body maybe pulsate, vibrate, getting warm, and that's a healing process for you. The body's responding to energy. Okay, they're in pretty strong here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, it's absolutely wonderful having the doctors with us, and you're right. They just do look at you, and their eyes go straight through you. But it's a very intense energy, but it's so loving and so amazing that it's just wonderful to just be there and experience that in your heart chakra. And we have a wonderful question, actually, about that on the fast chat. When the heart chakra starts growing and opening inside of you, can you feel it physically? Would you like to address that?
Yes, what will happen is that you start to talk. You're going to be talking, and you're going to feel your whole body resonate with your voice because your voice is coming from your heart, even though your vocal cords are making the sound of what you're attempting to say, okay? So you can actually feel the heart energy. Let me see if I can do something for myself here. What I'm going to do for all of you, since you're hearing my voice and have been for a while here, when I do these shows, I have to be plugged in very strongly. So when I started this VBS program, once I got online here, I was running about 94% spirit energy. And I normally like to stay at least 90%. In fact, 90% is too low for me. Normally I run about 92 continuously. And if I need to go higher, I can instantly. But sometimes there's no need to be 100% on your body. What I'm going to do is, as I'm talking here, I'm going to lower myself down and hear the resonance of my voice change. And it'll take me probably about, like I normally say, about 2 minutes to readjust here. So right now I'm at 94, so I'm going to bring myself down to 84. Okay, I'll count to five when this, so you can hear the difference here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now I'm at 84% of my body, and I don't like the way it feels personally. And now we'll go down to 74%. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 74. 64%. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And my body is kind of freaking out a little bit here. It doesn't like it at all. 54%. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 44%. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 34%. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 24%. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I feel like I'm sitting here like nude. That's the way my body feels. I feel very exposed here. 14%. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'll go down to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And 5% of my body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So hopefully you could see the difference there as I drop down. I don't really hear my voice too well inside of me. My heart isn't resonating. Now I'll jump up to from 5% to 44%. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I just felt a surge of energy come into my body. And it'll take me probably about a minute or two to readjust here when I get done. And I'll go from 44 to 74. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now we'll go from 74 to 94. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So hopefully you could hear the difference in the resonance on my voice and the energy coming off of your speakers. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, for myself, that was actually very intensely different. And the best analogy that I could come up with for that is if you've ever played a video game where you have, or, you know, you've seen it on the cell phone where you have the bars that represent how much life you have still. And then as you get closer to losing the game, those little bars disappear and they're almost empty and you are just about dead, and then they fill back up. And it really felt like that, like everything was just kind of dropping out. And then as your spirit energy came back in, could feel the whole vibration, the frequency and everything just lifting up and filling up. And it's just such a remarkable and dramatic difference. And to further answer the question that was asked about, can you feel that inside of your body, I would say yes, absolutely you can. And you will experience that as your heart chakra continues, to open and heal, and you can feel that energy right inside your body, and different people feel it in different ways, but you'll definitely feel it. And it looks like we have some people coming in on the fast chat also who were really feeling that, so that was a wonderful example, and I hope everyone can take away from that as far as making sure that every day they work on their own spirit energy percentage in their body.
Yep. There's a question from Jim about hearing his nagging mother's voice in his head. I'll comment on that. I do a healing where it's actually two healings, and it could take anywhere between maybe 2 to 5 hours to do. The first healing, which is a separate healing, works with your parents. And this is the energy that your parents, in a sense, gave you in this lifetime. And this is how they're controlling you. Remember, a lot of people, their parents want to live their life through you. So maybe they had a bad life and they know their mistakes and they keep pressuring you to do something different according to what they would like you to do or what they would like to do. So I have a clearing where I clear away your mother's energy that's imprinted on you, whether they're living or not. It gets taken away. Then I do, I do your mother, then I do your father typically. The next part of the clearing, if you wish to go further, is I do a 7-generational clearing, and that's very, very nice. And that eliminates a lot of the traumas that your ancestors had, and that's... It goes very, very deep. Also, I do a sensory clearing, which is all past lives. But the clearing that I do, which is 7 generations, is very, very profound. There's different healings that I provide, we'll say, and not everybody needs all of them. So I do quite a few. I could do probably about 50 different types of healing, so we can create one for you, just for you. From the life shift. Remember, they have your spiritual blueprint there of your body, and they know what you need, and they can just create something if you're having some type of trauma in a certain area that isn't covered on most of the healings. So I'm going to do an emotional clearing. This is what I love doing for everybody. I do these samples at the expos that I go to, and it's fun to watch people's faces after I do it, because I ask them to check on how they feel about a situation maybe a few years back, and a lot of them look kind of bewildered because they can't find it. And here we go. So just I don't have to know what your problem is. The Lightship doesn't really care. It's not in judgment of you. Not like other earth-based healings where you have to rehash it over and over and over again. They just clear the slate, basically. So here we go. We're looking at 4 days. So 4 days ago, I'll do it the quick way here. So 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do a feeling body, and then I'll do a mental body. So same process, feeling body, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, 1 day cleared, and today cleared. Mental body, 4 days ago cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, 1 day cleared, and today cleared. There we go. Have you felt anything? You might want to comment on the fast chat here, or maybe write a testimonial. You can go to the bottom of the page and write one if you wish. Just scroll all the way down to the bottom, and we have an email link there, too, if you wish to receive emails from us. We send them out for our special events, and the 4-hour Ascension Call, which will be the last week and Saturday of this month. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I was wondering what we could do to give everyone a chance to experience what it feels like when their spirit energy is like 100% or fully in their body. I know in the past a couple of times on the radio program, the Lightship brought everyone back to their time when their baby energy was fully present with them, when they were really in their body. So is there something that we could do like along those lines? So everyone can really experience that fullness?
Yes, we can. I'll bring in your baby energy. So there are people who have had traumas at birth, or maybe they had situations, during maybe the first month or two of their life living here. But it'll be your true spirit energy with you, 100%. So don't worry about if you had a rebirthing class and, you know, it turned out that you had difficulties in that. This is not the same process. This is going to be your divine energy with you for maybe the first couple months or so of your life. So I'm going to count to 10 as the energy of you coming to yourself. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'd like you all just to sit back and relax. And feel the energy coming into your body. And you should feel a little heavier in your body, maybe more dense. This is the way you feel when you're fully into your body, basically. And remember, we're holding that energy into you right now, but the judgments will not allow it to stay. So this is the sad part, that your spirit cannot be damaged or fractured or be put into trauma during this process. What happened was the Lightship instantly took out your emotional body and the bodies that would interfere with you. And these are earth-based bodies, so this is what makes you up, is the energies from the earth. So they instantly took these away so you could actually feel the baby energy. So I'm sure the next question would be, why can't you do this all the time for people? Well, it can't be that way because you have to be made up of the energy from the earth. So back to you, Sylvia.
You know, you said something very interesting at the beginning of the hour when you mentioned that a baby could actually heal a lot of people around it just because, by reason of the fact that divine spirit energy is so fully present.
Yes, if you notice, whenever there's, if you go to a hospital and look at babies, you're going to see a lot of people who like to sightsee and see the newborn babies. Well, that's more than likely because they want to get a glimpse or a feeling of how it is to be in the divine energy. And yes, a baby could heal many, many people, maybe the whole hospital, if that energy was used that way, because it's pure divine essence energy.
Yeah, when you see a baby that's not upset and they're just in that complete serene and peaceful divine space, it's just the most remarkable thing, and they look right into your eyes, and you know, there's no mind energy there. It's just this beautiful heart energy that envelops you, and it's just wonderful.
Yes. So Ed's question is, you know, since you're in your body 100%, why can't it throw off all the darkness permanently? Well, it's because the bodies were taken away, and these bodies then need to be worked with on a conscious level here, unfortunately. So remember, this is mind energy that you're working with, as opposed to heart energy. And the mind energy needs to be dealt with to release the energies out of you.
So before we continue with the healings, we had a question earlier on the fast chat about whether or not you actually do workshops, and I know you have some coming up this very weekend. So would you like to mention where those are?
Yeah, I'm going to be in New York here, which is where I am. At the New Yorker Hotel. It'll be this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I'll be doing a workshop after that. It'll be, I believe, Monday night and Saturday, the two following Saturdays. So near at the Edgar Cayce ARE Center here in Manhattan. And then I also have three lectures. I don't know the exact time yet. I haven't seen the program guide, but I'll be supposedly having three lectures Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the event is New Life Expo / raw food / yoga. So it'll be interesting to see how this expo turns out. We came because it felt like it would be nice to come to. We have a lot of friends here in the New York area. And we just love being here to see people. So it's just great. And we'll have the light infusion chamber up also doing sessions in that. So it's really rewarding for myself to go out. And when you go to these events, I know we have some people on the fast chat who have probably been to many, many events, probably even more than I have. And you go to them and you go, man, you know, why am I doing this? You know, it's a lot of work. And then you get all set up, and then all of a sudden, throughout the event, you get these special people that come to you, and they go, wow, I really needed what you gave me. You know, I've been looking all my life for some kind of energy or something, or you answered my question that I've been searching for, or I had this wonderful healing. And this takes one or two of those people. We get much more than that, but it makes it, you know, very, very rewarding to be able to touch somebody to do a healing. So I'm sure Ed on the fast chat knows. In fact, I can give a little plug for Ed. In fact, if you type in the fast chat, he has a book out about 2 inches thick on oxygen. So if you want to type it in, Ed, we'll give you a little plug here. A very, very nice gentleman. He lives in Florida. Been out on the circuit for a long, long time, educating people, helping them out. And it's basically flood your body with oxygen, and he's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful spirit. So maybe you can read that when he types it in here. I'm sure it'll come up pretty quick here.
Ron, you briefly mentioned at the expo this weekend that you'll have the light chamber.
Yes.
And for anyone who's new, could you please talk a minute about the light chamber? And you know, there are probably people also on the fast chat who have had the chance to actually go to one of your recent expos and experience the light chamber for themselves. And if anyone is there that's tonight listening, you could type in what your experience was. But we've heard just, you know, story after story about people who had remarkable healings just by spending a few minutes in the light chamber. So, or the light infusion chamber, I guess is the official name. So can you tell us a little bit more about that, please?
Yes, the light infusion chamber is connected directly to the light ship. Once you go in and the session starts, you're automatically transported like we do on Saturday on the calls here and also on my conference line to the light ship. And the light infusion chamber actually infuses light into your cells of your body. And if you go a little bit further, remember our bodies are extraterrestrial beings. You should probably already know that because we all have different races of people here, and we've been, you know, planted down here. And this is why people are striving for DNA attunements, because they know their body's missing something. Well, what they're missing is light. And so these extraterrestrials that created you, that brought you down here in your body, or brought the body down that you're now inside of, we'll say, through the generations of your ancestry, never had light put into it. So the light infusion chamber actually is like the starting point for your ascension process. And it brings light right into your body, into all of your cells. It clears away densities, puts your aura right close to your body, fills holes, takes away entities, does physical healings. It does so much, it's incredible. And it's all instantaneous. And you just sit there with your, you know, eyes closed, nothing for you to do. You just ask for healing. And you're in this beautiful chamber, and you have light pouring into your body. And the chamber, like I said, is an extension of the light ship. Back to you, Sylvia.
And also, I believe for anyone who is unable to travel to an expo, that you can actually do a light infusion healing with Ron privately, you know, on a telephone call basis. And we've actually had samples, you know, 15 seconds or so on the radio program before. In fact, maybe we could do that right now. We're getting almost to the end of our time, but that would be great if we could just do maybe a 15-second sample or so.
Okay, here we go. And Ed put up his information here. So it's mroxygen.com. So MrOxygen.com is his website. So here we go. Sit back and relax, and we'll give you a little sample here of a 15-second light infusion chamber session. It'll start when I count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. And now you're out. Okay, that's what it's like. And the sessions are much longer than 15 seconds, but it's just a wonderful experience. It's awesome.
Yes, you can just feel that amazing light just coming into your body and filling you, and it's just incredible. So let's see. We have about 1 minute left. Sorry, we have more requests than we can get to tonight, but... let's see, we had a request for the grace energy to come in. Maybe we could close our hour with that, Ron.
Sure, okay. So here comes the grace energy. And here we go. So it's coming in. I'll count to five as it comes in. One, two, three, four, and five. Stay heart-centered and just experience this wonderful grace energy coming into your body right now. Feels great. So I guess we'll close our show, Sylvia. So we'll see everybody on Friday. I should be able to do the radio program. And we'll be doing it from the New York hotel here in Manhattan, New York. So I'll just say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening. And, you know, stay heart-centered. Get rid of those entities so you can get more of you in your body to help your healing. And your spirit naturally protects your body from negative entities, etc., once you're fully in your body. So we'll see you all later. So blessings to all of you and good night.
Blessings, everyone, and thank you so much for being with us. And for those of you on the fast chat, we really appreciate your participation in the program. And like Ron said, stay heart-centered. We'll see you Friday night, 9 p.m. Pacific. Many blessings. Good night.
Good night, everyone.